Hi, this is Matt Dubay, and in this episode, AADL talks to Jennifer Farr Davis. Jen took a few minutes to speak with us before her presentation here at the library. We talked about her lifelong love of the outdoors and her record-setting through hike on the Appalachian Trail. So just to get us started, could you tell us a bit about where you're from?
Sure. I'm from Western North Carolina, so I grew up in the southern Blue Ridge Mountains, which are part of the Appalachian Mountains, and I came up here as part of a Midwest book tour.
So how much time did you spend in North Carolina? Is that where you've been your whole life? Or?
Yeah, I was born and raised in North Carolina, and then I went to college in the great state of Alabama. And I realized that I really missed mountains when I was there. So it was actually after college that I first hiked the Appalachian Trail, and then I've lived in the Blue Ridge Mountains ever since.
So that is a perfect segue into the next question, which is, how did you get into hiking?
Gosh, I wish I had a better answer. I mean, I grew up in the mountains, so I just feel like they were a part of me. They were part of my identity and who I was. But that being said, beyond just doing short day hikes with my family, I was certainly not a backpacker growing up. And I think going to college and really missing the mountains, A, and then B, wanting some type of adventure. I mean, when I looked ahead to my future at 21, I thought, okay, I'll probably have a traditional 30-year career and a family. And before all that happens, I just want to do something special. And I think a lot of us have this yearning or longing to connect with the outdoors and spend time in the wilderness. And I was very naive about it. In my mind, I thought, okay, I like the outdoors, and I've always played sports, so I'm in shape, so I'll just go hike the Appalachian Trail, and it's just walking, so how hard could it really be? And then it kicked my butt.
So. I was just going to say, it can be plenty hard, and you don't even have to go to the Appalachian Trail for that. So what was the turning point?
You know, I think the turning point was when I dove in and started my through hike at age 21. I was inexperienced and ignorant about backpacking and being in the woods. But that being said, what I started to love was how hard it was. And not only hard, but it also felt natural or organic or primitive. It's hard to put into words the connection. But it was one of the first times in my life I was doing something really, really difficult and felt like it was completely worthwhile.
So it felt worthwhile. What takes you from worthwhile to 47 miles a day?
Right. Well, and that's one reason I'm glad I get to go around and, write books to tell my story, but also give talks. It's because, you know, I didn't jump into doing 47 miles a day. That was a very long progression. And the core and the base of this story is how the wilderness changed my life and changed my life for the better. And because every time I went out there, I felt like I came back a better person. I felt like I came back more myself. I felt like I came back with lessons and values that I could share with other people. I kept going back. And each time I went back, I was more competent and more confident. And then a real catalyst was the fact that I got married and didn't have as much time as I used to, but still totally loved the trails, and I totally loved my husband and wanted to spend time with both. And in order to do that, I started doing supported hikes where my husband could help me along the way, and they wouldn't take as long. And one supported hike led to another, and before I knew it, I thought, okay, I love the trails, and you know, I don't want my lasting legacy to be records. I want to have a lifelong relationship with the trails. But knowing that, I want to experience them in as many different ways as possible. And I want to explore my limits and my potential. And I thought I had what it would take to set the overall record. So before we started our family, I went back in 2011 and gave it a shot. And it all worked out pretty well.
So last year you were named the National Geographic Adventurer of the Year. What does that mean?
Well, that was a huge honor. You know, National Geographic is known and revered all over the world. And actually each year they pick 10 individuals from all over the globe who become their Adventurers of the Year. And it's people who not only excel in their sports or hobbies, but I think it's also people who explore new ways of doing things. And I was given the award not because I set the record on the Appalachian Trail, but because before 2011, only men tried for the record and only men held the record. And for the past 30 years, it wasn't hikers who went after the record, it was elite trail runners. So here I was, a female who I identified as a hiker. I did not run at all on the record. And I thought, I'm not going to do it the way the guys did it. I'm not going to try to run it. I'm going to be like the tortoise and the tortoise and the hare, and I'm going to be slow and steady and consistent and put in really, really long days and minimize my mistakes. And by doing that and setting the record, we really redefined the whole concept of trail records.
So what's a normal day like on the trail, especially a 47-mile day? I mean, there has to be tons of logistical coordination. Maybe I'm reading a little too much into it.
No, there are so many logistics that it just boggles my mind. And I'm really thankful to have my husband who is handling the thinking. I was worried about the walking, but Brew, my husband, I always joke if he needs another job, he should work for UPS because he is the king of logistics. And not only was he finding all these obscure roads and, remote, forest or backcountry areas or agricultural valleys, but he was also preparing all my supplies and my provisions and the food I might need for the next section. And he always was checking to make sure I had the correct gear. And so he really enabled me to just walk. And that's all I did all day. I woke up at 4:45 a.m. I was on the trail walking by 5 a.m. And then for 16 or 17 hours straight, I hiked. And would usually wrap up around 10 o'clock at night. And I was lucky after dinner and, wiping down with wet wipes to get about 6 hours of sleep. And then I was up and at it again.
So how many times were you resupplied during the day? Or did you just maybe base camp, you change packs? Or how did that work out?
The Appalachian Trail is really unique because it travels the Eastern Corridor. It goes through this densely populated area. And so even though it's in the forest and in the wilderness, there are a lot of roads. And doing 47 miles a day, on average, I could see my husband about 3 times a day. Okay. So seeing him so frequently limited the weight of my day pack. And still sometimes, especially on exposed terrain in Maine and New Hampshire, I had to carry more, and I couldn't always end the day at a road crossing. So sometimes there was a tent and sleeping bag and overnight gear. But the whole point was to carry as little as possible to be as efficient as possible.
Sure. All right. And I have just one more question for you. Any advice for future adventurers?
Yeah, I just would really encourage people to get out and experience the woods and experience the wilderness. And you don't have to dive in like I did. A lot of women come to me who want to get outdoors, and that's a huge passion of mine, is getting women and girls and families outside. And one piece of advice I give is to start within your comfort zone. So if you don't want to go by yourself, don't. Find a group, find a friend, take a dog, take whatever you need to feel safe and have a positive experience. Because if you have a positive experience, you're more likely to want to return. And the more you return, maybe your comfort zone will slowly expand so that you do feel safe going alone eventually. But I think it's important to start in that comfort zone and try to research it as much as you can before you go, and then just have fun with it.
To learn more about Jennifer Farr Davis, visit BlueRidgeHikingCo.com. Music for this episode was The Switch by Made of Wood, which you can find in the AADL catalog by going to aadl.org/magnitude. AADL Talks to Jennifer Farr Davis is a production of the Ann Arbor District Library.